电影。
Some go to the bar and some go to the movie.
但是他们很奇怪，就是说，怎么会 Robert 找永远是去一个叫做什么茶经的地方？
And they were always wondering why is Robert always going to Bible study.
我们这样连续了两个半月。
This continues for 2.5 months.
后来我有一天回去大概十点多了。
And one night I got back, it was about 10:30.
我的 roommate 他们都回来了。
And all my roommates were back.
他们都坐在那边看电视。
And they were all sitting there watching TV.
还有他们的也带女朋友来。
And they have their girlfriends there too.
所以里面很热闹。
So there was a lot of activities.
他们看我回来就说，哎，Robert，你要不要讲讲看你今天晚上到哪边了？
And so when I came back, he said, Robert, can you tell us where you went today?
我就跟他讲说，我们今天晚上去学习一下神的话语。
So I told him I went to learn about the Word of God.
因为我知道我讲太深，他们也听不懂。
Because I thought if I say too complicated, they wouldn't understand.
而且很多时候就是引起争论。
And then it will raise arguments.
后来他们那天好像蛮有兴致，他说：“哎，没有，你坐下来，我们要听。
”But that night they seemed like they were very interested, and they said, "Please sit down, and we can talk."
他们就腾了一个座位让我坐下来。
So they leave me a seat and let me sit down.
我说：“今天怎么会大家怎么这么认真呢？要听。
”So I wonder why they were so interested today.
好吧，我说我就跟你们讲我所认识的神。
So I said, "Okay, I'll tell you about the God that I know."
我就把我认识主耶稣跟他们说。
So I told them how I come to know the Lord.
他们也听了。
And they listened.
结果第一个的反应他说，如果你 go ahead.
So the first reaction was,
他说如果你讲的主耶稣那么好的话，等我退休以后我会信的。
And they said, if the Christ that you believe is really so true, then maybe I'll believe it after I retire.
那时候我们都还二十刚出头。
We're only about 20-some years old.
第二个的反应。
The second reaction.
他很严肃。
He was very serious.
他说，你大概不知道会传福音。
He said, you don't know how to... Tell the gospel very well.
因为你好像结结巴巴的，好像也没有开头，也没有结束。
It seems like you're all over the place. There's not a beginning and not an end.
我听不懂你所说的。
So I didn't understand what you said.
我大概也不会信。
So I probably won't believe.
第三个。
The third reaction.
他有点反应。
He had a little reaction.
但是他不说话。
But he didn't say anything.
但我知道他在思想。
But I know he is thinking.
这是我三个 roommate 的反应。
And that is the three reactions from my three roommates.
我们看一下约翰福音第一章十二节到十三节。
Let us turn to Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 12 and 13.
这边说，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
Here it says, Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
十三节，他说，这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
Verse 13, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God.
上个礼拜我们记得基督兄跟我们分享羊可以认识主人的声音。
And last week we remembered, Brother Chi shared with us that the sheep knows the shepherd's voice.
但是我们看到这边约翰他讲的就是他来到这世界，这世界是他的，但是却不认识他，像在第十节所说的。
And here, in John, John said that this world belonged to, originally belongs to him, but the world did not recognize him.
但是凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐下权柄，要做神的儿女。
Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
所以这边能够成为神的儿女，神也要赐下这权柄给他，做神的儿女。
So to become the children of God, God has to give the right to become the children of God.
这是我们第一步，我们信的主。
So this is the first step to believe God.
当我们的心打开，愿意接受他成为我们心中的救主的时候，这是第一步。
So when we open our heart to accept him, this is the first step.
我刚才说到，这是一个最喜乐的时候。
And I just said that this is the most joyous time.
因为我们在这时候，我们已经成为神的儿女。
Because during this time, we are already the children of God.
但是我们看到很多受浸的人，他们好像就停到这里。
But we see that many of those who were baptized just stopped there.
他们觉得说我们已经得救了，哦，我今天我就留在这里就可以了。
And we are already baptized, we can just stay here.
我们成为神的儿女，我们就够了。
We become the children of God, that's enough.
但是神要我们继续往前。
But God wants us to go forward.
我们看一下加拉太书第四章第五节到第七节，就是刚刚我们所念的。
Let us turn to Galatians chapter 4, verse 5 to 7. That's just what the passage that we just read.
这边讲到极至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下。
It says, But when the time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under law.
我们知道这边所说差他的儿子就是主耶稣基督。
We know that here it says, God sent his son, that is Jesus Christ.
要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。
To redeem those under law, that we might receive the full rights of sons.
第六节，他继续说：“你们既为神了，既为儿子，神就差他的儿子的灵进入你们的心。”
Verse 6 continued to say, "Because you are sons, God sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts."
所以我们可以呼叫阿爸父。
So that we can call out Abba Father.
这边尤其是第五节后半段所说得着儿子的名分。
And especially in the second half of verse 5 that says to have the full rights of sons.
这边讲到 full rights, 有所有权利可以当作儿子。
So here it says to have the full rights to become sons.
你知道在我们当中聚会的一家美国家庭。
You know that there is an American family that is here with us in our worship.
他们领养了两个中国孩子。
They have adopted two Chinese children.
其实他们历尽了千辛万苦才领养到这两个孩子。
They went through a lot of difficulties to adopt these two children.
他们这位美国夫妇很喜欢有孩子。
The couple was they want to have a child very badly.
但是他们年岁一直过去，好像都没有办法有孩子。
But their age was at the point where they still did not have any children.
先生就把工作辞了。
So the husband quit his job.
太太本来是在小学教书，她也辞了工作。
The mother was a elementary school teacher, and she also quit her job.
他们听说在El Salvador 那边可以领养孩子。
And they heard that in El Salvador that they can adopt children.
所以他们就搬过去那里。
So they moved there.
他怕就是当地的人说你不会讲西班牙话，所以他也开始学西班牙语。
So they were afraid that people say that they didn't know how to speak Spanish, so they started to learn Spanish.
他在那边一共待了快五年的时间。
And they stayed there for about 5 years.
他们没有领养到孩子。
But they did not, were not successful in adopting.
因为政府的政策改变。
Because there was changes in the law by the government.
所以他们很失望地回来美国。
So they were very disappointed and returned to the States.
后来他们又听说、哦、韩国有孩子可以领养。
And then finally they heard again that in Korea that there were children to be adopted.
所以他们就开始就是申请看可不可以收养在韩国的孩子。
So they started the application to see if they can adopt children from Korea.
这样又时间又拖了两三年。
And then two or three years passed.
结果怎么都轮不到他们。
It still did not, the turn did not come up.
最后他们听说中国也开放也可以收养这些、孤儿。
And finally they heard that China was opened up and they can adopt orphans from China.
所以大概在七年前他们去了中国终于领养到一个孩子。
So about 7 years ago they went to China and they finally adopted a girl.
他跟我说这时候他已经过了五十岁了。
And at that time, the husband is already over 50 years old.
我记得有一次他把所有的这些领养的证件拿来教会给我们看。
I remember one time he brought all the applications, all the documents with the adoption and brought it to us.
有好几张。
And there are a lot of them.
有中国政府的证明。
There's a document from China.
又从县长的证明
from the province
还有孤儿院院长的证明
and from the orphanage
还有当然医院这些所有的证明书
and from the hospitals all these certificates
那中国的这边就有好几份
and just from China there's quite a few documents
美国这边有好几份
and many documents from the United States
所以他可以把孩子从中国带出来
So to bring the child out from China,
可以从啊、可以进来美国
to enter into the United States,
好不容易
It's not very easy.
所以我们这边讲到 full rights of son, 好像是所有权利儿子的权利得到这个孩子
And here we talked about full rights of sons.
我们知道在美国家庭他们非常喜欢这个孩子。
And this American family, they really love their children.
几年后，他们又去领养一个。
And after a couple of years, they went back to China to adopt the second.
所以我们看到这边要得到儿子的名分，他们要花那么大的心血。
So here we see that to have the rights of a son, you have to spend so much time and effort.
我们看到神他这边他差遣他的儿子为女子所生且生在律法以下为的是要把我们这律法以下的人赎出来
And here we see that God sent his son born of a woman born under law to redeem under law that we might receive
所以我们可以得着儿子的名分
that we might receive the full rights of sons
我想今天我们每一个人我们已经得着的神也是花了千辛万苦把我们得着
AndWe also, for those of us here that have already received, God spent a lot of effort to give us that.
我相信我们每一个人的背景都不一样。
And our backgrounds are all different.
但是神寻找我。
But God called us.
神他今天也找到我。
And he found us.
所以神他要把他的儿子的灵把他放在我们里面。
So God would put his the spirit of his son in us.
所以我们可以呼叫他为阿爸父。
So we can call Abba Father.
这是何等的宝贵。
And how precious is this?
我们知道当我们还没有信主以前我们要呼叫阿爸父几乎是不可能。
And we know that when, before we believe in Christ, it's impossible for us to call Abba Father.
很自然呢我们地上的父亲我们会叫爸爸。
And our earthly father, we can call him father.
但是一个神，我们要呼叫他为父亲。有时候我们不认得他的话，我们还很难叫出口。
But a God that we do not know, it is very hard for us to call him father.
我们刚刚唱歌的时候，忠贞弟兄说把他改成你。
Just now when we were singing the song.Brother Zhongzhen asked us to change from he to you.
你有没有感觉那关系已经近了一层?
That relationship had to come closer.
你可以跟朋友说他怎么样?
You can tell your friend he is what he is like.
是第三者。
It's a third person.
但是今天我们如果在神的面前说，你就是那位救主，你就是那位救赎我的。
But if before God we can say you are the our Savior, you are the one who saved us.
你就是我要呼叫阿爸父的那位。
You are the one who we call Abba Father.
那是不是直接的关系呢？
Isn't it a direct relationship?
这是一个很宝贵的关系。
That's a very precious relationship.
所以得着儿子的名分，乃是神他要拯救他的子民。
So to have the rights of sons, it is to be saved by him.
所以第七节在加拉太书第四章，他说：“从此以后，你们不是奴仆，乃是儿子了。”
So in Galatians chapter 4 verse 7, it says.So you are no longer a slave, but a son.
既是儿子，就靠着神为后嗣。
And since you are a son, God has made you also an heir.
所以我们不再是奴仆。
So we're no longer a slave.
很多时候我们是在律法下，我们是一个奴仆。
And many times we're under the law, we're still a slave.
很多时候我们是在我们的传统下，我们是一个奴仆。
Sometimes, many times we're under tradition, we're a slave.
我们没有办法解脱。
We couldn't get away.
直到主耶稣来，他能够断开我们的锁链。
Until Jesus came and he broke the chains.
他可以称为我们为他的儿子。
So he can call us his sons.
我可以跟你讲一个例子。
I can give you an example.
有一个很有家业的一个主人。
There's a person who has a lot of enterprises.
那这家业主人他是信主的。
And he believed in Christ.
他底下有一位长工。
And under him there is a worker.
It's a long-term worker.
Long-term worker.
这个长工非常的尽忠。
And he was very loyal.
他做事做得很好。
And he also do a very good job.
他肯得这个老板的欣赏。
So the boss was very recognized his work.
而且这个长工他不只是就是很忠心，而且他也是很卖命。
And this long-term worker not only is he very loyal, he's also very diligent.
因为在早期台湾那个时候还是有山贼。
And in those days in Taiwan, there are robbers.
所以这些山贼他们会来抢，会来偷。
And so these people will come to rob and steal.
有时候还会杀人。
And sometimes will kill people.
这个长工他很卖命的原因就是，他不只是帮主人做事，这些山贼来的时候，他会带着这些其他的人去追赶这些贼。
Not only is he very loyal.This long-term worker, when the robbers came, he led the other servants to protect this master.
据说就是他立了很大的功。
So I heard that he had a lot of accomplishments.
这些山贼就慢慢的就没有再来了。
Slowly these robbers don't come anymore.
所以这个家业的主人就很感激。
So the master was very appreciative.
那这家业主人就把其中一个女儿就嫁给他。
So this master gave him one of his daughters.
那很可惜，这家业的主人没有儿子。
Unfortunately, this master do not have any sons.
所以他这个长工已经变成是。女婿。
So this long-term worker became the son-in-law.
所以他就跟着女婿说，你第二个儿子给我。
So he said to the son-in-law, give me your second son.
但第二个儿子不幸却去世。
Unfortunately, the second son died.
所以他要了第三个儿子。
So he asked for the third son.
这个儿子就继承过来。
So the third son was adopted.
那他的当然是那个姓要改。
So his last name has to be changed.
而且这个孩子就是跟妈妈同辈了。
So now this, this son, it becomes the same generation as the mother.
这个儿子以后就继承了这些家业。
So this son eventually inherited all the inheritance.
这个儿子也信了主。
And then he also come to know the Lord.
他妈妈还有其他很多的儿子。
His mother has many other sons.
但是变成他的侄儿。
But those sons became his nephew.
只有他可以承受所有他应该说他祖父的家业。
So only he can inherit all the inheritance from his grandfather.
这是一个很奇妙的故事。
This is a very wonderful story.
所以这个我们可以看到，这个奴仆他好像以后他不是再是一个奴仆了。
And we see that this slave, he was no longer a slave anymore.
神解脱了，或者是释放了他这个奴仆的捆锁。
And God had set him free from slavery.
他今天他的儿子能够承受产业了。
Today, his son can inherit the inheritance.
我想你会说你在编故事。
You might say that you're making up a story.
其实这就是我的外祖父。
But in reality, that was my great-grandfather.
他不再是奴仆了。
He was no longer a slave.
他是一个儿子。
He is a son.
今天我们在神的面前，神也是要这样子。啊，我们称作他的儿子。
So today, the same way, God, we are called the children of God.
你愿意不愿意呢？
Are you willing?
还是你愿意，还是继续服侍做奴仆就可以了？
Are you willing to continue to be a slave to serve?
有人说我啊，得救就好了。
And some say, I'm saved already.
我不需要再做什么有什么儿子的名分。
I don't need to have the rights of the sons.
我做仆人就可以了。
I can be a slave.
哦，神还要你能够做儿子。
But God wants you to be a son.
他要你能够是能够继承产业的。
God wants you to be an heir.
或者你被说动了。
Or now maybe you are willing to do that.
你说好吧，那我愿意得儿子的名分。
Okay, I'm willing to have the full rights of sons.
那是不是产业在哪里呢？
So where's the inheritance?
我们再看下去。
Let's continue to.
还有一些步骤。
There's still some more steps.
是第三个步骤。
And this is the third step.
我们看一下罗马书第八章二十九节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8 verse 29.
第八章二十九节，这边说，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
And here it's Romans chapter 8 verse 29 says, For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his son.
使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
That he might be the firstborn among many brothers.
特别这边我们看一下效法他儿子的模样。
And here, we want to look at to be conformed to the likeness of his son.
其实更好的翻译应该说磨成他儿子的样式。
And maybe a better translation is to be molded into his likeness.
磨成这里面就有一些我们要学习的功课。
And in the molding, there are lessons to be learned.
这学习的功课可能是有一些难处了。
And these lessons could be in the form of some sufferings.
很多时候我们只希望就是信了主我们就保个平安。
Sometimes we wish that if we come to know the Lord, then everything would be peaceful.
但是神要我们能够长大。
But God wants us to grow up.
长大成为主耶稣的样式。
To grow up in the likeness of our Lord Jesus Christ.
在过程里面，有时候我们会遭到一些难处。
And in the process, sometimes we have come into some sufferings.
有这些难处，有时候是我们不喜欢的。
And some of these are things that we do not like.
但是神却要我们长大。
But God wants us to grow up.
孩子刚生下来的时候那么小，是你的儿女。
The babies when they were born, they're so small, but they are your children.
渐渐的，他也会叫你爸爸妈妈。
And slowly they will call you father or mother.
但是你可以把你的事业交给他吗？
But can you turn over your business to them?
哦，可能还需要很多年日。
Oh, maybe there requires to be a lot of time passed before that can happen.
他可能需要去学校学习。
He has to go to school to learn.
他可能会碰到很多的钉子。
And he will run into a lot of difficulties.
在社会里面，他还有很多事情要学习。
And in the world, there's a lot of things that he has to learn.
所以我们不要诧异，我们也许我们看到我们旁边的弟兄姐妹怎么，哎，他们信主这么爱主，怎么会遭到这些事情？
So sometimes don't be surprised that you see brothers and sisters that have difficulties.
这么爱主人怎么会得到这样的病呢？
How can brothers and sisters that love the Lord so much have this kind of sickness?
或者是这么爱主的姊妹怎么会遭到这样的事情呢？
How can this sister that loves God have this happen to her?
神他要把他的子女能够磨成他儿子主耶稣基督的样式。
God wants to mold his children into the likeness of his son Jesus Christ.
很多时候我们觉得说，哦，我们不要。
Maybe sometimes we said, no, we don't want this.
这些难处最好离我们远远而去。
We want this sufferings to be away from us, apart from us.
昨天我在听一首以前在我看在60年代70年代唱的这些圣诞歌。
Yesterday I heard a song, a Christmas song that was written in the 60s.
Oh, 他说这些 trouble is miles away of us.
他说这些 trouble 就离我们很远。
他们说这些难处实在是离我们有好几英里之远。
And these troubles are many miles away from us.
所以我们现在都没有难处了。
So we don't have any troubles anymore.
很多时候神把这些难处加在我们身上。
But many times God brings these troubles to us.
是要我们能够更多的转向他。
So that we can turn towards him.
能够更多的长大。
That we can grow up.
这些难处有时候不是在外面，而是在家里面。
And many times these troubles are not from outside, but in our families.
有时候是在我们子女。
And maybe it's from our children.
但是这些神要让我们更多的能够磨成他儿子的样式。
But through these things, God wants us to be molded into His likeness.
所以，如果难处来的时候
，So when trouble comes,
我们愿意到神的面前
，And we're willing to come before God.
我们求主说，愿他的旨意成全在我们的身上。
And we said, may His will be done on us.
让他能够把我们继续磨成他的样式。
And that He continues to mold us into the likeness of His Son.
当我们学会的时候
，When we have finally learned the lesson,
我们可以回过头来看，我们已经又长大了一点。
And we can turn around and realize that we have grown a little bit.
我们有一个目标
，And we have a goal,
就是主耶稣基督。
And that is our Lord Jesus Christ.
他是我们的样式。
He is our goal.
直到我们磨成他儿子的样式为止。
Until we're molded into His likeness.
当我们受苦的时候，有些弟兄姐妹会跟你说，不要白白的受苦。
And sometimes when we're in the suffering, we said we shouldn't suffer for no reason.
什么意思叫白白的受苦？
What does it mean to suffer for no reason?
当我们经过这些难处的时候，我们没有得到些什么。
That is, if we go through this suffering and then we didn't get anything out of it.
我们没有从这功课里面学到什么些事情。
We didn't learn our lessons. And that is to suffer for no reason.
但是我们从这许多难处里面,
but from these troubles,
我们学习到功课,
if we learn the lesson,
神有一天他要把我们更往前带一步,
and God will bring us a step further.
我们看一下罗马书第八章16-17节。
And let's turn to Romans chapter 8, verse 16 and 17.
他这边说, 圣灵与我们的心同证, 我们是神的儿女。
Here it says, the Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children.
既是儿女便是后嗣。
Now if we are children, then we are heirs.
就是神的后嗣。
Heirs of God.
与基督同作后嗣。
And co-heirs with Christ.
如果我们和他一同受苦,
if indeed we share in his sufferings,
也必和他一同得荣耀。
In order that we may also share in his glory.
一同得荣耀。
We may share in his glory.
实在是当主耶稣在我们心里面, 祂自己会成为那我们荣耀的盼望。
And Christ in our heart has become our glorious hope.
所以只有在这后世里面, 成为后世里面, 我们才能够跟祂一起得着荣耀。
Only if we become heirs that we can share in his glory.
你注意看一下, 如果是英文的话, 他这些儿女、儿子, 或者是, 到最后后世, 全部都是复数的。
And here, especially in English, we can tell that heirs and children are all plural.
神不只是要得着一个人。
And God did not want to just get one person.
神要得着一群人。
God wants to get a group of people.
他要我们一起能够得着这神的荣耀。
He wants us all to get to have his glory.
当我们都能够成为那神可以见证神的人。
And when we become all that we can testify to God.
当我们都能够成为他的仆人的时候，好仆人的时候。
When we become all his good servant.
当我们都能够呼叫他为阿爸父的时候,
when we can all call him Abba Father,
我们在这边我们见证是神他自己的荣耀,
then we testify to his glory.
主他今天也一样,
and today it's the same. God is calling us. If you still do not know him, I hope that you can open your heart to accept him, to become his children. And this is the first step.
也许我们说我们已经信了主了,
or maybe you say that I've already accepted the Lord. Then you have to receive the full rights of the Son. May the Holy Spirit enter into your heart.
所以你能够呼叫他为阿爸父,
that you can call him Abba Father.
或者你说我已经信主好多年了,
or maybe you said I have already believed in the Lord for many years.
但神给我好多的难处,
but God gave me a lot of trouble.
或者是好多的我们看起来好多的好处,
or maybe from our standpoint a lot of good things.
但是却拦阻我们到神的面前,
but those prevented us from coming to God.
让我们知道这每一步都是神在磨练我们,
but we know that in every step God is training us.
或者是我们觉得好苦啊,
or maybe we said it is we have a lot of trouble.
最近我们有一个, 我们就是帮他们在, 就是盖一个建筑的一个 client.
Recently, one of my clients, what we were building for,
他是从越南逃难了。
He is a refugee from Vietnam.
他说他来美国的时候两手空空。
He said, when I came to the United States, he was empty-handed.
他说他最怕是人家问他说你来美国几年。
So now the thing that he worried most is when people ask him, how long have you been in the United States?
他说已经快30年了。
He said, it's almost 30 years now.
时间一晃而过。
And time passed by so quickly.
他说他一生做的就是好像就是在餐馆里面这样打工过去。
And all his life it seems like he was just working in a restaurant.
世人看起来他很成功。
And from the world looks at him as a very successful person.
他可以一直盖餐馆下去。
And he can build restaurants after restaurants.
他还没信主。
But he hasn't believed in the Lord yet.
有一次我们在吃中饭的时候,
And one day when we were eating lunch,
我说我们一起祷告。
And I said, let's pray together.
他说他愿意。
He said he is willing.
因为他说他有很多的难处。
Because he said he has a lot of trouble.
他好像生意很成功。
And it looks like that his business was very successful.
他说当我们请你来帮我们设计的时候，我刚签完离婚的证书。
He said, when I asked you to come help me design the restaurant, I just finished signing a divorce paper.
他说他很痛苦。
So he was very sad.
但是没有办法，还是要往前。
But there's no choice but to continue forward.
所以那天我跟他祷告。
So that day, I prayed.
我不晓得他可以听到多少。
I don't know how much he heard.
但是很多时候，我问自己说，我们是不是赶回国头来说，我们来美国快30年，我们在这边已经被神得着。
Can we turn back and see that maybe we've been here for 30 years? Have we been had for by God?
还是说我们回过头来看，在美国这段日子全部是空白的？
Or was it that it is all empty, all blank?
我们只有在这边做好像很辛苦的工作。
Is it that we have just worked very hard for that long time?
看起来好像我们住得很舒服。
It looks like that we're living very comfortably.
出外也有车子。
And then we have cars.
但是如果我们没有得到，没有认识这位神。
But if we did not come to know this God,
很多时候我们会跟我们朋友说，我们不敢回过头来看我们在美国的日子。
And many times we tell people that we don't dare to look back.
神他还有美好的计划。
God has a good plan for us.
他要我们能够成为荣耀的后嗣。
He wants to give us glory and as his heirs.
后世是能够管理他的家业的。
And heirs is to be able to inherit his inheritance.
或者是神说，请你们带这个查经。
And maybe God said you can lead this Bible study.
或者是你在工作单位那边可以做个见证。
Or you can give a testimony at work.
或者很多时候我们只是在外面传福音。
Or maybe telling others about the gospel.
我们是不是可以负起这样的责任呢？
Can we take up this responsibility?
还是我们觉得说，不好意思，这只是我个人的信仰。
Or do we say, that's just my personal beliefs?
我相信这不是一个荣耀的后嗣。
But this is not a glorious heir.
我相信荣耀的后嗣是人家可以羡慕的。
I believe a glorious heir is one that people could be
can admire,
appreciate. Yeah. It's not that necessarily that we have a lot of riches.
或者是我们多成功的事业,
or how successful we are in our business.
而是很多时候是让人家看到我们身上有那神的儿子。
But many times is to let other people see that from us that we have the Son of God.
我最羡慕的一个 一个我基督徒的朋友。
One of the Christian friends that I have that I admire most.
他以前我们在读书的时候，他奖学金是拿最少。
When we were going through school, he has the smallest scholarship.
他住的地方是最小的。
The apartment he lives is the smallest.
开的车子是最破的。
And the car he drives is the oldest.
他家前面只有一块大概有这么在这两倍大的地方。
And in front of his house there's only a little small piece of land about twice the size of this table.
他可以常常给人家 ride.
He can always give people ride.
人家到机场他永远可以。
And people that wants to go to the airport, he always gives them ride.
人家有经济困难，他也可以帮人家。
And other people that have financial troubles, he can help them.
他还可以从那块小地方可以种菜分到我们家。
And from that small land, he could plant vegetables and give to us.
人家半夜夫妻吵架，他可以带着他太太
And when couples have arguments in the middle of the night, he can bring his wife to their house. And he also had a children when he had children when he was a student.
我是觉得他是最富足的。
And I think he is the richest.
求主让我们能够成为一个荣耀的后嗣。
So may the Lord let us be a glorious heir.
所以我们不要停止。
So let's not stop.
从做神的儿女开始。
Start from becoming a children of God.
然后得着儿子的名分。
And then to receive the full rights of the sons.
慢慢的。 他要把我们磨成他儿子的样式,
and slowly he would mold us into the likeness of his son.
到最后，他要我们能够成为荣耀的后嗣.
And finally, he would, we would share in the glory as an heir of God.
让我们一起低头祷告.
Let us bow and pray.
恩主，我们感谢你.
Dear Lord, we thank you.
因为你今天你在呼召我们每一个人.
Because today you are calling every one of us.
你要我们能够接待你成为我们的神。
You want us to receive you as our God.
你要我们能够做神的儿女。
You want us to become your children.
也是你要把那圣灵放到我们里面。
And you want to put the Holy Spirit in us.
所以我们能够呼叫你为阿爸父。
So that we can call out Abba Father.
所以我们能够得到这儿子的名分。
So that we can have the full rights of the sons.
而且不止如此,
and not only that,
你要把我们变化磨成主你自己爱子的形象,
and, but you want to transform us and mold us into the likeness of your son.
所以我们在这地上所遭遇的苦楚或者是难处,
and troubles that we run into in this world,
其实都是祝福的化身,
is actually blessings.
因为我们是属于你的,
because we belong to you.
我们也要最后 长成有你, 主耶稣基督的形象。
And finally, we want to become like you, like Jesus Christ.
能够成为那荣耀的后嗣。
To become the glorious heir.
能够一起与主同王。
And to become king with you.
我们感谢你, 因为你那美好的计划在我们每一个人身上。
Lord, we thank you for the great plan that you have on every one of us.
我们已经成为神的儿女的，我们欢喜快乐。
For those who are already your children, we are joyous.
我们今天如果还在过程里面的，主，也是求你怜悯加添力量给我们。
For those who are in the process, may you give us strength.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你爱我们每一个人。
Because you love every one of us.
你要我们都能够成为那荣耀的后嗣。
You want us to all to become that glorious heir.
祷告感谢都是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray and thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.